Yeah, I always enjoyed talking to you. Iowa Penn State, you know, plays every year now, so it's fun to. It's kind of like a rivalry.
Yeah, it's in some ways it really is. Where are you right now? Have you made it here? Are you still? Are you in dry dock? Where are you?
You caught me at O'Hare Airport, so I'm between flights right now. So far, so good.
I was just standing there on Sunday, Chad. you're probably in F concourse.
You're exactly right. Yes, yep, you know it.
All right. So they lost the first couple, but now they bounce back. You got to beat teams. But they beat Michigan State and they beat Minnesota. So what is the personality of this Iowa team this year with Petras at quarterback?
Yeah, the first two games, Steve, they were trying to find that. They let him throw the ball way too much. He threw the ball 89 times in Iowa's first two games. And the run game was working pretty well. And then the last two games, they've just really zeroed in on that run game. Went, I think, 226 against Michigan State, 235 against Minnesota. Yeah. Really just rolled up, hefty yards per carry. And just took a lot off Petras' shoulders. So and the defense has been fantastic. But offensively, as you ask, Iowa is trying to now be kind of a run first team, but it's not necessarily the power runners that you've seen in the past. Maybe for Iowa, they've got more athletes in the backfield now. Tyler Goodson, in particular, he's a really, really good true sophomore from Georgia.
Goodson has really great jump.
Yeah.
I mean, he really does. Sargent, I like. I think Sargent's a good college football player. Something about Goodson, though, where I feel like he's got a different gear than Sargent does. Would that be fair?
Yeah. Goodson, honestly, is what Iowa's been missing for, like, the last decade in the running game. He just hits the hole hard, gets through there, and also has some elusiveness. And he's good at catching the ball out of the backfield. So, yeah. When he made the move to the starting lineup last year, Iowa finished the season 4-0, beat Minnesota, crushed USC in the bowl game. So, really, since he's transitioned to the starting running back, they've been pretty solid offensively.
I want to get to the defensive part of this. They've got 11 consecutive games with an interception. Now, it's one thing to talk about the secondary, but what kind of role has the pass rush played in that, and what kind of role has experience at linebacker, man, because you got to throw over those guys to make plays?
Yeah, it's Iowa just plays kind of its team defense. It's kind of what they always do. And you make a great point there, because the pass rush was something I did not really think Iowa was going to be very strong at this year, with after losing AJ Epenesa, to the Buffalo Bills and to other starting defensive linemen. They've found a couple really good ones. Davion Nixon's probably the one you want to watch. He's number 54. He's a defensive tackle, but he rushes like a defensive end from the inside. He's been fantastic. And then they picked up a grad transfer, Jack Heflin from Northern Illinois, who's just really, really solid in there. So they're not racking up, huge sack numbers, but they're getting enough pressure where they only have to rush four. And, their DBs are almost always good. And, you're right. The interception streak is pretty amazing. 11 in a row. And I believe it's 13 years in a row now with a pick six. So.
Wow. I'll say this. Kerner is the kind of player, when I watch him at safety, I feel like I'm watching a really good center fielder.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got picks in three straight games.
Whew, something else. All right. So now let's get to Petras at quarterback. This will be a different look for everybody compared to after seeing Nathan Stanley the last 3 years. So what does he bring to the table that you like? And what are a couple of areas where people miss Nathan Stanley?
What you like about Spencer is that he's got good leadership skills. The guys in the locker room are really rallied around him. He's a likable guy. You can see that on the field. He's got a good energy about him, whereas Stanley, maybe is very, very laid back and very quiet.
I would say stoic. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he's got a little more, just personality to his game. But certainly he's a long ways from being Nate Stanley at this point. He's really struggled in the second half. He's been a much better first half quarterback than he has been in the second half. So that's something to watch on Saturday. I know Penn State's been more of a second half team. If Penn State somehow gets, just because they haven't done it lately, gets ahead early. I mean, Petras has not been a good comeback quarterback thus far. That would be his weakness.
So in other words, you need to put it on his shoulders. I mean, if you're the opponent, you need to put it on his shoulders. When he's in front, though, he's a different guy, right?
Yeah. The only time he really, had a rough time in front was against Northwestern, and that was a huge loss. I mean, he threw 3 second half interceptions in that game. Again, Iowa's offensive coordinator had him throw 50 times in that game, which is just silly. Yeah. And that wasn't probably fair to him in that game. And so he ended up throwing 3 interceptions. 2 were off tip balls, off his own tight end's hands.
Yeah.
So he's had some bad luck in there too. But I think he's gonna have a breakthrough game one of these weeks because they've talked him up so much and the players have too. It's just a matter of when it comes. And I think it needs to come Saturday, honestly, because I think Penn State's going to be backs against the wall here.
Which brings me to the next part. What kind of mobility does Petras bring to the table? Because Nate Stanley hung in there on mobility.
Yeah, Nate did not move around much, and Spencer does not really move much either, but he's more inclined to get, to his detriment at this point. He gets rid of the ball probably quicker than he needs to, so he's only taken 3 sacks this year, 2 of them were for 1 yard. So he's getting rid of the ball quickly, so he's not giving himself a lot of time to scramble. So I think he's going to I think he's going to be blitzed a lot on Saturday, and it'll be interesting to see how he handles it.
Iowa's had a very tough off season with everything that has happened. How, in any way, has that affected the current team, and how do you feel it's affected Kirk Ferentz?
Yeah, with Kirk, it's got to affect him. I mean, he's being sued now, along with Gary Barta and the university. And his son's part of this lawsuit as well.
Right.
By 13 former players, and a lot of them are recent too. A lot, including Akram Wadley, who was you may remember him from the 2017
sure.
game where he had a fantastic game against Penn State in that thriller.
Yes, he did.
And so it's got a weigh on him. There's no way it wouldn't. And you can kind of, we only get to talk to him on Zoom now, but you can kind of see it. You can see he's aged a little bit. Just to me, it affects him. But as far as the team itself, the guys that I've talked to both on and off the record, very positive reviews of what's going on, in the locker room. Voices are being more heard. A lot more black players are in leadership positions, which is a good thing, I think, for this team. And, they seem to have a pretty good culture between them. It's a very young team. And so they've got a real positive attitude about it all.
Well, it's amazing. The younger players always have resiliency. It always seems to be. But, Chad, the other point about this in terms of affecting the team, you talk about the coaching staff being affected, and the players, of course, get to be asked about it. But it sounds like they put a lot of, quote, changes in place after the original suit was put into play. Is that true?
Yeah, once the complaints, I guess, came out in June, it was about 5 dozen former players, expressed, mistreatment, discrimination, whatnot. They made some changes. Obviously, Chris Doyle being removed is the biggest one.
Right. Yes.
and that's, that I think has, again, this is quoting players, has kind of, it's kind of open communication lines around the building. I think, for better or for worse, that his reputation was that, he kind of ran the weight room his way and obviously produced some pretty good on-field results in NFL players, but also, the culture was, broken. So, it's interesting. Well, the other changes would be, this was kind of actually started last year, actually, because stuff was starting to be voiced, but allowing rap music, in the building, uh-huh. allowing earrings to be worn, could actually wear hats in the building.
Right.
Those were kind of some changes they made. And then now, obviously, I think the most visible change you see, is Iowa has players kneeling for the anthem, and that's something Kirk Ferentz, absolutely was against 3-4 years ago, steadfastly in press conferences. So that's changed a lot, too.
What's been your thought on watching Penn State from the outside, Jed?
Just waiting for it to click. I feel bad for Penn State that they've lost two running backs. That is a tough situation there. And obviously, Parsons didn't come back. I'm just dumbfounded because I'm looking at the numbers. I think if you take out the Ohio State game, and I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but I think if you take that game out, Penn State's got like 87-49 advantage in first downs, and the average yards are like 474-303 in their favor. And so it's just a disconnect, and it's got to click one of these weeks. And to me, I think Penn State, if they win this game, they can finish 4-4 pretty easily against a beatable Michigan team next week, and then Rutgers and Michigan State. I'm not sure if it's in that order, but those are the last two games winnable. And so I think there's Penn State still playing for something. I would assume. And Franklin seems like a guy that's not going to let these guys get down in the dumps.
Agree with the assessment across the board. Chad, thanks so much. Safe trip in. Just so you know, it's a beautiful, calm day here. I was a part of a trip on Sunday. They had two landing attempts. I think you'll only need one.
That sounds good. I've been checking the weather. It does look pretty nice there, so thank you.
You're in good shape. Hey, look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Thanks, Chad.
Yep, I'll be there. Thanks.